Joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. What powerful words from Psalm 100. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions. Let's give thanks to the Lord today. Did you catch that phrase in Psalm 100? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let's do that, and not just today, but tomorrow too, and the next, and the rest of all the days of our lives. May we, from our hearts, be able to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Let's do that. Give thanks to God today for the good things and for the difficult, for the things we understand and the things we don't understand. May God give us a heart of gratitude and a heart of thanksgiving. Let's worship the Lord together, shall we? Let Jesus really and truly become the center of our joy.
Forget not all his benefits. forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. And he
May I be so bold this morning to ask you a very personal question? Are you a whiner or someone who always lives with a thankful and a grateful heart? Well, or are you? I'm afraid so many of us are. Whiners, I mean. Not praisers and thankers. Oh, we can be thankful when everything is going smoothly and everything's going just the way I want it, but when I'm crossed, when things don't go my way, that's a different story. How about you? Can you give thanks in the good things? Can you give thanks when everything's rosy and beautiful and just the way you want it? Or can you also give thanks when everything goes in reverse? I think that complaining and murmuring have their roots in two things, in unbelief and in discontent. And you know the children of Israel, the Old Testament story that we have of them, they complained about everything, and yet they had it made. No people have had so many miracles and the very visible presence of God more than the children of Israel during those 40 years of wilderness journey. And yet they griped and grumbled and complained all the time. They didn't like anything. They didn't like their pastor, Moses. They wanted to get rid of him and choose somebody else. They didn't like the way God was leading them. They didn't like the manna that fell from heaven. They didn't like anything. They just grumbled and complained. You know why they did it? One of the reasons was because of unbelief. They never could really believe that God cared for them. Hebrews 11, verse 6 in the New Testament exhorts us, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And I think that when we begin to really grasp the fact that God does care, regardless of all the stuff that happens to us, God does care. And furthermore, it's going to go well with those who fear God. It may not seem so in your life in the present moment, but that's where faith comes in. You put Christ first in your heart and life. You love him and trust him, and you can be sure that God is a rewarder of those who love him and trust him and believe in him. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. And I want to read this from the New International Version. Although a wicked man commits 100 crimes and still lives a long time, I know that it will go better with God-fearing men who are reverent before God. You know what that says? It says that even at times when life doesn't make sense, when it seems that those who could care less about God or the ones who really prosper and get ahead and get all their promotions and are blessed, and then those who pray and read their Bibles and go to church and love their neighbor and try to walk in the straight and narrow way and to please God, they seem to be doing all the suffering and encountering all the heartaches. Of course, it's not that way, but sometimes it seems that way. And so the scripture says, even though apparently it seems that the wicked man gets by with it, no matter how he lives or what he does, I know that it's going to go better with God-fearing men who are reverent before God. So that's faith. Not in the present moment, but in the long haul. And we're in it for the long haul, not just for the present moment. Let us have faith in God. And it will fill your heart with gratefulness and thankfulness. You won't be complaining and murmuring about everything that befalls you, because you have faith that there is a God in heaven who cares and understands. And even though there are things that you and I don't understand, when 2 + 2 don't equal 4, and a lot of things don't make sense, yet I know that God is still in control. And that fills the heart with thankfulness. And secondly, complaining and murmuring have their roots in discontent. Philippians 4, verse 11. You know that passage very well, I'm sure. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There is no passage of Scripture sweeter and better than that one, written by the Apostle Paul through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for all generations to come. Philippians 4, verse 11. I have learned, he says, whatever condition, whatever state I find myself in, no matter what is happening, whether I'm up or down, full or hungry, abased or honored, I am content. Oh, what a blessing. What an attribute. What a characteristic for us to have. And again, I say, it's not enough to be thankful just in the good times, but to be able to say like Job, and God gave us that book. You see, God gave us all those beautiful promises that assure us of his blessings and benefits and blessings and goodness. Just like that in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. But he also gave us the book of Job. When at times when it seems the rug is pulled out from under us and everything that God has blessed us with and given to us is, for some reason that we don't understand, is taken away from us, then in faith and contentment to be able to say with Job, God giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we can be grateful enough when God gives, but what happens when he takes away? Can we still say, Lord, I love you. I trust you. I don't understand what's going on in my life right now, but I love you and I trust you. And when your footsteps pass through the sea and I cannot discern them, in that moment I trust your heart. When I cannot see your steps, I trust your heart. And then the heart is filled with faith, not unbelief. The heart is filled with contentment, not discontent. And then we're able to give thanks to the Lord and praises to him. And these aren't empty words, just words to make you feel good. This is the word of God. I read this in the Bible. This is how the Lord instructs us. So let us praise him today, shall we? Let us give thanks to him and for his benefits and the things he gives us, and to still have a thankful heart even in the things that God takes away. Praise the Lord. I think there are three good reasons why we should give thanks to the Lord for everything that touches our lives, for both the good and the bad. Number one, according to Romans 8, verse 28, God will see to it that everything that touches our lives will work out for our good. That promise is given to everybody who loves the Lord. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And number two, according to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, our light affliction that we're passing through right now, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I like the way Goodspeed gives it in his translation. these afflictions, that these light afflictions that have come upon us now, is piling up for me an eternal blessedness beyond all comparison. In other words, the little trivial stuff that you're going through right now that breaks your heart is simply piling up for you an eternal blessedness beyond all comparison. And when I said the trivial little stuff happening to you right now, you may have resented that statement. You may feel that what you're going through is really big and is tremendous. Well, I know it is, but I made that statement because Paul, who said, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, in the same epistle to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11, he gave a list of some of his light afflictions. He said, I was in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths off of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was a stone, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I had been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils by mine own countrymen, perils by the heathen, and perils in the city. And he goes on and on, enumerating his light affliction. That's why I made light of yours and my affliction that we think really breaks our hearts. What if we had to endure the imprisonments, the beatings, the rejections, the sufferings, and finally, the thanks that Paul got for all that he did for the Lord and for people and being what he was beheaded by Nero. Isn't that something? But our light affliction is piling up for us an eternal blessedness beyond all comparison. And a third reason we have to give thanks to the Lord for everything that touches our lives is, according to Haggai 1 verse 13, the Lord is with us in our distresses. God is with us. That's why we can be grateful. If Jesus goes with me, I can go anywhere, as long as I know the Lord is with me. So let's look into His loveliness and His holiness and live in His presence today. Well, my time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks so much for listening to Morning Devotions. Have a good day. God bless you. Yeah.